When you talk with Beth Morrison, her passion for this passionate art form is palpable.
This is a new golden age of American opera, and I truly believe that. I think it's a great moment in America for opera.
She says she has one rule of thumb when it comes to commissioning a new project.
And it always, for me, starts with the composer. So I won't do anything unless I'm like mad crazy about the music and the composer and really feeling like they're contributing something to the field that is different than what somebody else is contributing. And their voice is 100% true and unique.
Morrison's gut instincts have led her to work with some of the leading young talents of the current generation. Composers such as Missy Mazzoli, Mohammed Fairouz, and David T. Little, whose post-apocalyptic opera Dog Days has played in venues across the country.
Hello there, beautiful. Hello there.
Little has developed several pieces under Beth Morrison's collaborative eye.
She really trusts the artists to know what they need, first of all, from a development process, and to know what the work needs to be, and views her position as supporting that vision and offering feedback on that vision, but really trusting that the artist has the correct vision that needs to be brought to life.
Thick bones jutting like boulders from a white sand beach. Boulders, boulders.
Beth Morrison is interested in relevance. And the current, you know, topics of the day. So that's, I think, part of what appeals to her.
Mohammed Fairouz is both a composer and a journalist who's had his work published in the New York Times and Foreign Policy. He is currently working with Beth Morrison on an opera about the life of assassinated Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto.
The story itself is so larger than life that only the sort of ridiculous spectacle of the operatic theater seems to be able to contain it.
I sent out a message of a king to me yesterday. Into she said, there are many verses of time, saying that both of us should go.
A selection from a workshop of the first act of Bhutto, which will premiere at the Pittsburgh Opera in 2018. That is how Morrison operates. She runs her nonprofit from Brooklyn, but partners with arts organizations throughout the United States to present new work. And every January, she co-produces an opera festival called Prototype in New York City. One of the works featured this year was Missy Mazzoli's Breaking the Waves.
I feel like Beth creates the conditions for us to create our best work.
Mazzoli says Lars von Trier's film was ripe for operatic treatment with its potent combination of sex, religion, and transgression.
Breaking the Waves is a movie and it's a story that is about big ideas. It's about the nature of goodness, the nature of loyalty, the nature of faith, and what happens when all these things sort of contradict each other or get in the way. What do you do in that impossible situation to still be a good person?
Beth Morrison may well be one of the busiest producers in the opera world.
This year we have 5 world premieres. We're doing 9 tours and our festival and then some workshops for some things coming up.
But that is not enough for her. Even as she's got 6 new works in various stages of development, Beth Morrison is also actively looking for as yet unknown composers to produce.
I think my challenge now is to identify the next generation, and that's exciting, and we're working on that.
So the golden age can continue. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.